And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Mary Willingham. First, there was the rogue tutor, the rogue assistant coach, the rogue department, and a few rogue players. Now, add former faculty chair Jan Boxall and women's basketball coach Sylvia Hatchell to the pile of rogues allegedly responsible for UNC's academic fraud. Last week, Art Chansky even called on Hatchell to go away gracefully. As a woman who worked as a learning specialist in athletics and worked closely with both the women's and men's basketball program, I'm here to blow the whistle on that nonsense. What will it take for this community to admit that it has a problem, a commitment to men's basketball so strong that it prevents us from confirming what we did wrong and why we did it? The fraud at Carolina started with men's basketball, and as athletic academic staff, we were hired to work in the academic support program to meet the needs of the basketball program and athletes' eligibility in general. The fraud, like a disease, eventually spread far and wide, but men's basketball introduced the germ in 1988. That's right, 1988, and men's basketball always remained first in line for favors. I was there when we won championships in 2005 and 2009, and our athletes were handed fake degrees in exchange for their talents. Everyone who worked in academic support for athletes knew, and the truth is in the transcripts. It's way past time for Coach Williams and his academic advisor and my good friend Wayne Walden to accept responsibility for our mistakes. It was a system of eligibility. Blaming countless rogues and listing 70 reforms will not fix a college sports system that is fundamentally flawed. This is Mary Willingham.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.